If a person finds letters that detail a debtor's his possessions that were given to a creditor for the debt, or letters in which a man obligated himself to support his wife's daughters, or documents evidencing chalitza or miyun, or documents of beirurin, or any act of bezdin, he returns them to the party who the document says should be holding them. The mission continues. If a document is found in a chafisa or in a deluskima, or if someone found a roll of documents or a bundle of documents, he should return it. How many documents constitute a bundle? Three tied together. Shimon Gamliel said that the three documents all name the same borrower with different lenders, return to the borrower because they clearly belong to him. If the documents name three different borrowers from one lender, they return to the lender because they clearly belong to him. If a person finds someone else's documents among his own documents and doesn't remember why he has it, whether it was given to him by the lender or the borrower for safekeeping, he has to keep it until the yo comes and tell him who the true owner is. If a person finds a receipt among his documents, doesn't remember whether he received payment and just never handed over the receipt, or he has yet to receive payment and wrote the receipt in anticipation of payment, he should act by what the receipt says has taken place. What are the documents of Berurin? What is Shtar Berurin? And so in the Gemara in Bavel, they said it's documentation detailing the claims and defenses of the parties. Rabbi Yemi said it's documentation telling which judge each party chose. Mishnah says, V'chol ma'aseh bezdin harei zeh yachzir. Zok Gemara, a get was found in Rav Huna's bezdin. Rav Huna said, the get may not be returned to the shliach who said he lost it. Rabbi said, it should be returned based on our Mishnah that says that all acts of the court, meaning documents certified by bezdin, are returned. Rav Amar asked Rabbi, how can you compare cases of Isser, the woman who gets the get is now free to remarry, to the case of our Mishnah, which deals with mamonis. Rabbi said, our Mishnah also discusses the case of chalitza and miyum, which are the matters of Isser. Mishnah then said, Rabbi Bachana explained that chafisa is a small wine bottle. Rabbi Bashmul explained that the luskuma is a box used by old people for keeping their items in an easy to find place. Mishnah then said, Tachrich shel shtorois o yaguda shel shtorois v'chulu. A braisa says, how many documents constitute a roll of documents? Three rolled together. How many constitute a bundle? Three tied together. Vekmar, should we say from over here that the type of knot can be used as a simon on which basis we can return a lost item? Rav Chiya taught a brisa, Evet Gemara, the Rav Chiya taught a brisa on our mission that says three documents rolled together, which shows that the knot is not needed to be a simon. Fact Gemara, if that is the case of a bundle, then what? Then it's the same thing as the roll of documents. Gemara says the roll of documents is where one is fully rolled, the next one is rolled on top of that, etc. But the bundle of documents when they're laid one on top of the other and then rolled all together. Fact Gemara, what does the finder call out to let people know that he found these documents? Evet Gemara, he announces the number of documents that he found. Fact Gemara, if so, why does the mission to give the case of three documents, why not simply give the case of two documents? Rather, we can say like Ravina said regarding one who finds coins, he announces that he found the document without giving a number, and the owner then has to tell him how many documents were lost. The Gemara explains if the documents belong to three different lenders, why are they all together? Therefore, it must belong to the borrower. In fact, maybe all the lenders went to their document to bring the documents to be certified and were therefore lost together. Gemara said the case is that the documents were already certified. In fact, maybe the documents fell from the cipher after you finished writing certification. As Gemara, people don't leave certified documents in the hands of the cipher, so it's not likely that's what happened. Mishnah then says, Gemara explains if the documents belong to three borrowers, why are they all together? Therefore, it must belong to the lender. In fact, maybe the borrowers had all gone to a cipher to have the documents written and the cipher lost them. Mara said the case is that the documents were written in the handwriting of three different ciphers. Fact, maybe they were going to have a document certified and the cipher lost them. Mara says the lender is the one who certifies documents to ensure his collection. A borrower doesn't go to certify his documents, so it doesn't make sense to say that it fell from the borrower. The Mishnah then said, Imyesh imayin simpoinus yasamashu besimpoinus. Rabbi Yerubayab, in the name of Rav, said if a receipt is found in the possession of the lender, even if it's written in his own handwriting, it's possible. Clearly, if it was written by a cipher, it would be possible because we would assume that he wrote it in anticipation of getting paid, and the fact that it's still in his possession shows that he never gave it, which means he was never paid. The chiddush is, even if it was written in his own handwriting, we say the same thing, that he prepared it in case he would be presented for payment with little time to spare, and he wanted to have a receipt ready to give. Ve'eklamar, our Mishnah says that if a receipt is found in the possession of a lender, he should follow what the receipt says, meaning and consider that the loan has been paid. Mar says, we'll answer like Rav Safra said elsewhere, that the Mishnah discusses the case where the receipt was found among the lender's ripped and canceled documents. This shows that it was thrown away and the loan was paid off. In fact, our Mishnah says if a receipt was found among a lender's documents and the receipt says the loan to Yosef and Shimon has been paid and the city has two people with the exact same name, both of their loans are considered to be repaid. We see that the lender must live by the receipt that he finds. And we're going to say, like Rav Safra said elsewhere, that the Mishnah discusses the case where the receipt was found among the lender's ripped and canceled documents. This shows that it was thrown away and the loan was paid off. In fact, our Mishnah says that when the Yorshim of a lender collect a debt from the Yorshim of a borrower, they have to swear that they have not found a receipt among the lender's documents that says that the loan was repaid. So we see that we have to follow a receipt. Rav Safra answered, the Mishnah discussing the case where the receipt was found among the lender's ripped and canceled documents. That shows that it was thrown away and the loan has paid off. Rekmara Brisa says if a signed receipt is found in the possession of a lender, the signature should be certified and the lender must then follow what's stated in the receipt. And for the Gemara, we must understand that the Brisa is talking about that the receipt should be certified from its signers, meaning that we ask the witnesses whether the loan was actually paid off or not. In fact, Gemara Brisa said if a signed receipt is found in the lender's possession, it's valid. But I said this refers to a receipt that had signatures of judges who had certified the receipt. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that in that case, the lender would have to follow the receipt. This must be the proper understanding because the Brisa then says that if there are no signatures, it's possible. If it refers to regular witnesses, obviously it's possible if there are no witnesses. Rather, it must refer to the signatures of those who certify the receipt. This Bryce actually continues and says, if there are no signatures, but a third party was holding on to it to give it to the borrower when the debt was paid, or it was written on the bottom of the loan document, it's valid. The Gemara explains, since the lender obviously trusted the third party, if that third party says it was paid off, the lender has to live by that. When it's written on the bottom of the loan document, the lender also has to live by that, because if it was not truly paid back, he would not have written on his document, compromising his document. Had the Lach Perek Shnayim Oichsin.